It's 6 o'clock and it's time for Bughouse Square. Yes, it is. I'm glad you could do everything that you needed to get, here.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man?
No.
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bughouse Square, what do I got for us? As I look over my shoulder at this, I got a big pile of records. Got a couple things I want to talk about. No particular thing other than, you know, the world's shit. We're spending $1 billion a day plus and killing. It could have been a whole done differently. Yes, done. Yes, big doings. So, yeah, hey, with that. Oh, man, I got you right off the bat. It's going to be good.
Chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Cheating, dance, yeah. Oh, my mind. Oh, my mind. Oh, my mind.
Hey, that's the Meat Puppets.
Here we go.
I'm wrestling, man. Hey, it's a Radio Valencia here near the corner of 22nd and Mission in the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's beautiful. It's sunny. The time changed. It's funny how that works. The time changed, and then now it's daylight when I'm here. So that's kind of nice. Spring is nigh. Yeah. We just had a blizzard last night. And let's see. What are we doing? Let me talk about the music before I forget, because I do that. We had Sid Barrett in there from the Peel Sessions. Baby Lemonade. That's a good one. Carpenters. For All We Know. And I was talking with Scott here, and I kind of grew up around the Carpenters, and they were not, and I wasn't a fan. It was just, they were like everywhere, you know, it was everywhere. So, you know, I kind of got that, like, I don't know, really, you just heard their songs always on the radio, and it was like, and then kind of dismissed it, you know, but getting back into that, that was good performance and good song. Pretenders, we opened up with Mystery Achievement, Don't Breathe Down My Neck, and Woody Guthrie, we had in there. Guthrie. Let's see, I wanted to try something, but we'll do it later when I can get it queued up, but I've got this ready to go.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. So you're going to reach.
just what you sow. Pogo.
Narrator. This is Bob Dylan to me. If I could be in his songs, me as a soldier child. My band is Scientist Rock. First I was E. Bloom, Richard Hell, Joe Strummer, good old John Doe. Me and Mike Watt just playing his guitar.
Long, long. anthem you're playing.
Yeah, that's, let's see if I can get back to that. There we go. That was the Blind Venetians. They were a Chicago band in the late 80s, early 90s, maybe into the 90s. But a good friend of mine was in that band and had an untimely death. Yeah, died under mysterious circumstances. I don't know. There was automobile involved, and yeah, not a whole lot of answers there. But I miss Matt. Man, he was a good man. He was always he was so positive and really liked helped you. I remember, I moved out here to San Francisco, and I'm like, "Yeah, I got this job. I'm plumber. I'm a plumber." And he's like, "Why are you a plumber?" He's like, "Dude, you're an artist." And I mean, I'm like, "Matt, yeah, I got a kid coming, so." We're going to get this. Hold on. Let's see. Yuri G?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I was just talking about my friend Matt, who it's almost, he passed away maybe, I think, in 2013. But we were real tight, and yeah. So I just played one of his band's thing, and just chatting. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Doing all right. Yeah, there's a heaviness. There's a weight. There's a gravity, I guess you might even say.
Yeah, it's right on my hip, man. It's just like bearing down. It's like quit it. Quit it.
It's a pointer.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just enjoying the time change. I don't know. I kind of like wish it would just stay like this.
I just kind of lost track of time. I was like, "Oh, it's like almost 7 o'clock. It's time to call in to Bughouse Square."
Yeah, I'm glad you did. And did you send me a song?
I did right before I called.
So, all right, cool.
I'll kind of walk towards it, I guess.
I'm trying to get a thing with my friends touring with Jeff Tweedy. And
oh, nice.
I'm like, man, call in, get Jeff on the line. But I don't think that's going to happen. But he said they're coming to town, playing at the Fillmore, I guess, in
nice.
A couple of weeks, maybe.
Well, if Jeff Tweedy calls in, feel free to put me on hold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just kind of, I want to just say that from the jump here. But, go on. What's up? So
Diamond Dave, man.
Diamond Dave.
I'm calling in about Dave.
I am so glad because that was one thing that I really wanted to talk about. Was Diamond Dave, and I want to thank you because you met, you introduced me to Diamond Dave, and I'll give you a chance, Yuri G. We were doing a show together. What is it called? Psionic Dehiscence, which was a fantastic show, midnight to 2 Friday nights, just an awesome slot. You really brought it and worked hard on programming and shit like that.
I love that time at night on a Friday.
That was good. 12, it's all happy in and just like train wreck at 2, right?
There you go. It's a come up and the come down.
Yeah, awesome. But so I was doing that a while with you, and then you were like, "Hey, do you want to do your own show?" And I was like, "Wow, I've had kind of a Yeah, I was taken aback a bit, but I thought that I would. And he's like, yeah, but you were like, you got to do it with this guy for a while. And I'm like, what? And like, what are you talking about? It's like, it's Diamond Dave. He's cool. And I'm like, ah, shit. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
You ran
the board for Dave, right?
No, he, fuck that, man. He ran the board for me. I know. And he was on, it was like Buckhouse Square from the jump. And he was like a kind of a guest host. And I was the host. And that's kind of how we did it. So, because he would like come in and, you know, he wasn't, you know, 100% as far as his attendance. So, from the fucking first time it was in, and he's like, what's the name of the show? And I'm like, it's Buckhouse. He's like, Buckhouse Square. Yeah, it's in front of the Newberry Library in Chicago. A place where they used to come out and pontificate about free thought and and he's like going on about the story like he was at fucking Bughouse Square, and he knew Charlie. Charlie had the box. He would bring the box that people would stand on to do their spiel.
Yeah, there. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, this guy is like.
He's a real deal.
He is.
It's a real deal. And he was Minneapolis, so you know he was like a big city Midwestern adjacent. You know, so he was in your sphere.
Yeah, and but I don't know. But what a you know, it's like, he poet and whatever. The thing that stands out for me. With Diamond Dave was his act, man. He was always on. He was dedicated to that. And I don't know what to be personally involved with him, you know, because I haven't heard, like, you know, I don't want to be shitting on a dead man, but you know, it's like he's
a rambler, man. That's why
he was a rambler.
It's the song I sent, Sugar Magnolia. It's like there's an ethos to Dave, which is, you know, it's 100% Dave-centric. And it, you know, and like there's, you know, is the rope behind you. And that, the rope behind you is whatever, you know, it's whatever you left behind. And he left a lot behind. And he affected a lot of people on positive, negative, just living. And, you know, and like a San Francisco legend in that way, you know.
Yeah, and I must say, he fucking owes me $20.
Yeah, man, I laid so many $20 bills on that guy.
But you know, it's like,
hey, Aaron, good to see you, Aaron. Man, how you doing? It's great to see you. Yeah, I hope things are great. Yeah, hey, I'm waiting for this bus right now. Can you? Yeah. You got $20 you can lay on me.
But it's good, you know. It's kind of where you're like, you know, you're like. It's like you're donating to a museum or something, you know. It's just like,
he's
shit.
It's what he said, man. It's where friends become, or where neighbors become friends. Friends become family. Family become a community. Community becomes a movement.
Yeah,
right? This is one of his spiels, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's not always easy because you're always like, I gotta give Dave $20 again. But like, absolutely, he embodied and inspired that community support ethos.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he would show up, and like he would show up to play. My Dave story is like we were doing something in the room there because we used to have a room where the radio station was,
and
you didn't always know where who booked it, right? So I remember coming in one night, and I was coming in on the tail of a party, and it was like 17 to like maybe 22 year old Daly City like skate and like hip hop and like art collective, and it was like Latino kids and black kids and Filipino kids, and they're kids, right? And they're in there. It was packed. It was like 50 people, like shoulder to shoulder in that small space. And they're like, it's going on, and like they're passing the mic around. People are like doing whatever they do, right? Like everyone's got a different voice, but everyone's just kind of holding space for the, you know, and the energy's good and everything's going on. And then, like, all right, who wants to go? And then Dave comes up and they go, oh, sir. Like, sir, would you like to take, he's like, and they had no idea what he was about to do. And they're like, oh, it's nice. This old man came up and grabbed the mic. And he got up there and he's like, let me tell you, brother. You know, he just went in his whole, keep them, don't panic, keep it organic. You know, friends become community. His whole thing.
Yeah.
Turned the whole place on. The place was just, he kept the energy up. And they all were feeling him. And it was like, Dave just walked in and, like, turned that whole room out. You
right.
know, yep. With his energy. And, like, you know, he had a lot of other parts of his life too, which are more complicated, but like, he could do that like very few people I ever met.
He brought me in one time. He was living like next to the fruit mart, whatever, the
farmer's market down there.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, check this out. And it was like a commune back in there.
Yeah. Do you go in there?
I did. He brought me through, yeah. And I was like, man, this is but the thing is, it was like on a wind. It was like a rainy winter. It was cold and it was kind of dark and just like naked light bulbs every once in a while and cat piss. And it was just like,
yep.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's free. Shit.
They threw him the most epic 70th birthday party in that spot. Oh my God, it was out of control. Nice. It was packed with people. You know, just all everyone who knew who Dave interacted with, everyone he touched on. You know, like, you know what, my relationship with Dave was like 8 years, maybe something like that. But it's like, I'm just like one of the countless people who had a whatever 6 month to 12 year to lifetime long relationship with Diamond Dave.
Yeah, and he had And the rainbow, I don't know. We can go on about
Go on and on. Like, I mean, the guy is a legend. And like when I saw, you know, I knew he was in ill health, and I know there are people. I talked to Patrick a little bit a couple of days ago, and you know, he was out there on Hippie Hill. They did a thing for him on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And people kind of come out of the woodwork, and like, you know, it was going to happen, and we were all going to have to deal with it. And like, here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Diamond Dave Whitaker.
Yeah.
He turned on Bob Dylan, man.
Turned on the chubby little kid from whatever town in some Minnesota.
Was it?
Yeah. Hibbard, something like that. Yeah. All right, man. Well, long may he run.
Sugar Magnolia. It's got that Rainbow Collective, you know, like, you know, got my old lady helping me out. Like, we're just out here living, you know, freestyling and free living, freewheeling.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Keep it organic.
All right, man. I'm going to keep that in mind, too. And then if I don't see you, I'll hear you.
I'll see you.
All right.
Beautiful.
Later.
Have a great night.
You too.
R.I.P. Dem and Dave.
All right. So we're, let's see, we're hanging up on Yuri G. I'm inserting my dongle. And let's see. We're going to go to see what Yuri G sent me. Hey, and that's true. My friend Neil is doing, he's doing the front of house for, I think he does monitors for Jeff Tweedy, and they're coming to town. So maybe, you never know. I mean, I could maybe do something on my phone. I don't know. I mean, it'd be better if I really knew the guy's material. Shit. Yeah, he'd call me out like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Let's see. Sugar Magnolia, here it is. All right, we're going to turn that up. We're touching. Spotify is going to ask us, you know, maybe. I thought we'd had it together by now. I'm sorry about that. We're gonna try that again. The dongle didn't take. Let's see if we can get it to. There we go.
Sugar Magnolia, blossoms blooming, beds all empty, and I don't care. You should have to come up soon for air. Sweet blossom, come on under the willow. We can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature, rolling in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I seeing double, pays my ticket when I speak.
She comes skimming through rays of fire. She can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't follow. Waits backstage while I sing to you. Oh, she can dance a Cajun rhythm. Jump like a witness and four-wheel drive. She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter. She can make happy any man alive.
Conoce mía, mi ambrical. Ella sabe que aquí hay tica. Quiere que yo se la aplique, que pa' casa la trafique. Voy a llevarte pa' PR, mami, pa' que vea cómo es que se perrea. Tráete a tu amiga si te gusta la idea. Dile que esta noche vamos a janguear. Qué rico la vamos a pasar. Aquí nadie se va a casar, pero tú te vas a querer quedar. Ay, ay, aprovecha que estoy soltero. Single, mírame mal, si quieres que te singa. Te voy a llevar pa' PR todo el fin de. Después de mí, vas a borrar Tinder. Y estoy suelto, mami, estoy suelto. Mírame ahora perreando un experto. Estoy suelto, mami, estoy suelto. Ay, ay, ay. Hoy la calle está prendida, juga pastilla molía. Yo no pierdo tiempo, yo la cambio como Rosalía. La que me mira a los ojos por 5 segundos, ya yo sé que es mía. ¿Dónde están las malas? Que son bienvenidas. Tipo está perdido. Dime si tú lías, tu amiga y tu alcorillo están bien ricas. Pero ese culo tuyo, wow, sobresalía. Salimos de la disco y estaba de día. Obviamente salí con la que quería. Ey, que viva la putería. Dale pa' atrás, tan, tan chulería. Ey, dime si te vas a montar. Pa' la isla tengo el portal. Bien borracho los tres. Baby, a la dama me la voy a llevar. Oh, oh, me quiere besar. Yo que la puse mal. Tírate patita ahora, porque ahorita te voy a peinar. Yeah. Voy a llevarte pa' PR, mami, pa' que veas cómo es que se perrea. Voy cazando y muero perreando. Voy cazando y muero perreando. Voy cazando y muero perreando. Que bailen todas las catas, no fuimos al garete. Está escuchando el que más le mete. No le mames, se te está grillete. Ponte en cuatro que te voy a dar fuerte. Ponte en cuatro que te voy a dar fuerte.
much understanding of my finest defenses. I proclaim claims are left unstated. I demand a rematch. I decree a stalemate. I divine my deeper motives. I recognize the weapons. I practice them well. I fitted them myself. Is my mistake. Let me make it good. I raised the wall. I will be the one to knock it down. Reach out for me. Hold me tight. Hold that memory. This is my world, and I am a world leader. Pretend this is my life, and this is my time. I have been given the freedom to do as I see fit. It's high time I raise the walls that I've constructed. It's amazing what devices you can sympathize. This is my mistake. Let me make it good. I raise the wall, and I will be the one to knock it down.
Yeah, that's REM, World Leader Pretend.